Episode 2693, Crush Your Crave.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you're excited about the color orange, because guess what? Summer is around the corner, and that means more sun. Yes, you get to enjoy some hotness, because you know what? You're living the lifestyle that you dream. Crush your crave. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. When it comes to achieving your health goals, you crave routines and consistency. If only life was that easy. Summer is here. Crush your crave so you can ride the wave. Oh my, doesn't this sound so refreshing? The beach, the warmer weather at the pool, children with more smiles than temper tantrums, if only there too. Lots more cookouts and less kitchen cleanup. Sign me up. But for some reason, I think you're doubting the truth behind what summer is all about, are you? Reality strikes, and it's more about curbing the appetite from the overgrowth of winter. Maybe a little too much extra sweetness in your day, hoping to rush summer in a little quicker. However, the reality of a healthy lifestyle is just that, a lifestyle. It's not a diet or a 28-day program. This is finding what works for you in the season you are in. Now, those seasons do change, yet you still need a foundation that creates stability even when life gets a little crazy, because as you know, it definitely does. So here you are with summer around the corner. Memorial Day, yes, it's the kickoff for most of us in the United States. It gets you in the mood. But maybe you're concerned about the lack of stability that has occurred throughout the winter and spring months. Fall was great, but now you cannot wait. You gotta crush your crave so you can ride the wave. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Crush your crave. Oh, I could just say that over and over and over again. And crave, yeah, we're dialing it in. C-R-A-V-E. You gotta crave the right thing. And if everything is being thrown at you, some things just have to give. So you have to find what works for you when you want to crush it and live a healthy lifestyle. So I want to break this down for you. And as I go through crave, because that's how we're spelling it out, C-R-A-V-E, because, you know, it's easy to remember an acronym. When you look at your lifestyle, I want you to look at where you are right now. Understand this, though. Don't be critical. You're just looking at this is what's happening. Don't attach any feelings or emotions to this. Seriously. Now, that's going to be hard, because in one of these, you're going to be like, oh, but I want to go. No, don't go there. I want you to focus on where you are now, and then where do you want to be? And I'm not saying in 2 weeks or 2 months. I'm just saying where you want to be, period. Okay? Now, that time, it may take 3 years for you to get there, but that's not what we're focused on here. It's not about the time. It's about crush your crave. So what does that look like? Number one, C, connect to your purpose. Where are you in the season? What is your main focus? You have to understand what is going on in your life. And a lot of us do, but we don't settle down to stop for a moment and say, okay, you know what? Life is just crazy. I've got young kids. They all need me. I've got to be okay with I'm not getting the sleep that I need. I got to be okay with maybe I'm not the perfect mom, as in I'm dressed with everything matchy-matchy, hair done, makeup on, and everything. No, maybe I have to be okay with my hair up in a bun for 3 days, and I just have mascara, and I'm lucky to get the lip gloss on because I'm sitting here cleaning up goop and all of that off of my kids. That's the season that you're in, and that is okay. But maybe you're in a different season. Maybe all your kids have gone. They're all starting their own families. And now you're sitting at home going, now what do I do? And you knew this time would come, but you didn't know it was going to look quite like this. And so now you're having to recreate what you want in your life right now in this season. So connect to your purpose. And there's nothing right or wrong here. This is just where you are. You may be actually fighting a health crisis right now. You could be in the middle of a divorce. You could be changing careers. You might even be going back to school. Or maybe you lost your job. Maybe finances are really, really tough. You got to connect to your purpose. Because sometimes we have to be in survival mode, and that's okay. But understand this, it's for a season. This too shall pass. So that means you have to be kind to yourself. And when you understand where you're coming from, it's easier to do the next things, especially when you want to crush your crave, right? You've got to understand where you're coming from. So connect to your purpose. Number two, R, release your failures. You cannot get trapped in the past or what you think you're always doing wrong. Did you know your body is so amazing that when you fail, it still prevails? God made our bodies so incredibly, number one, unique to you. And number two, it allows us to heal from the inside out if we give it what it needs. Now, yes, there are certain circumstances that come up that our bodies can't handle because it's from outside influences, and our body, it breaks down. And unfortunately, that leads to what? Death here on earth, in my opinion. But you still have eternity in heaven. So when you are going through life and you're trying to figure out, what does my lifestyle look like? What do I need it to be? First, you got to release your failures. You've got to understand that, you know what, your body is amazing. So when you fail, it's still going to prevail. So if you have that extra piece of cheesecake, don't fret about it. It's all right. If you have that late night snack, no big deal, but don't make it a habit. Okay, there's the difference. You, those big butts, it's like the B-U-T-T, not the B-U-T. Uh-huh, yeah, you got it now. You don't want it to lead to the big B-U-T-T. So you're like, okay, I'm giving myself this, but that's it. Next time, I'm going to be right on track. Connect, release. Number three, A, aim before you fire. You have got to know where you are headed. If you're trying to do everything with no direction, you're going to be spinning in circles. Now, that can be great for exercise, but not for healthy living. When you aim before you fire, action ignites motivation. You're putting action, which is going to create the motivation, which gives you the inspiration, and your heart says, keep going, keep going, keep going. You got another win, you got another win. And it's like, yes, I got this. So when you do fall, you're just picking yourself back up and starting right where you left off. Connect, release, aim. Number four, V, value your reflection. What you see is not who you are always. Sometimes you look different on the outside than you feel on the inside. When you take time to value who you are and what you see, you treat yourself with kindness. And that has a ripple effect when it comes to your lifestyle. Right? You get to settle down. You're not so stressed about everything. I'm almost 100% sure. When you notice how I said that, I'm almost 100% sure. So, okay, 99.9%. If you're a woman, you're looking in the mirror and you make a critical judgment every single time you look in the mirror, every single time. Try me. In fact, I would rather you prove me wrong. I do it, and I know I do it, and I still try to change it, but I still do it. I'm like, seriously, you know this, Christiane. You don't need to be sitting here beating yourself up. You don't need to say negative things because you already know they exist. Who cares that you don't like your thighs? Guess what? Those thighs, your legs, are the strongest part of your body. And so I should celebrate that. Not sit there and look in the mirror and say, oh my gosh, how am I going to get rid of these? No, because guess what? They're never going to be where I want them to be because I can't go back to 10 years old. You see, I've always had bigger thighs. But later in life, it blessed me with five beautiful children because I had the hips to deliver them. And so it's one of those things, right? It's a give and take. You got to value your reflection. You will get to where you want to be, but you have to be kind to yourself. And when you're critical every single time you look in the mirror, because I know you are. You are a woman and you're critical. Men do it too, but not like us women. Just think about it. Just go back. Go back to middle school or high school. Think about a grudge you had with a girl. How long? Do you still have that grudge? You have a grudge with yourself because you don't like something that you see in the mirror. That's just the reality. Don't get yourself attached to it. Know that, okay, I don't want to feel this way, so don't feel this way, and change it by valuing your reflection. You're beautiful. And we all have different characteristics about our body that we like and we don't like. So don't be judgmental. Love yourself. Can you change things? Yes. Not everything. Some people would say, yes, you can, because you can go under the knife. But that's for another episode. There are certain things that I might consider personally, and there are other things I'd be like, no way. Not, I don't care how much millions of dollars you pay me, I'm not doing that. That's just as me. So you got to be realistic, right? Connect, release, aim, value, and finally, number 5E, execute even in the stumbles. Set your plan in motion and take one step. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. If you mess up, pick up where you left off. So you eat an extra hot dog with a soft white bun and all the toppings. Next time, enjoy more greens and less flour fluff. Execute even in the stumbles. You're going to have them. You're going to have parties. You're going to have celebrations. You're going to have cookouts. You're going to have, oh, wait, we're going to the zoo and we're going to go grab some extra Dippin' Dots. And no, Dippin' Dots is not a sponsor of this episode. But whatever floats your boat, however, come back to where you need to be grounded, your foundation. It's building your stability, right? When you build a house, you got to have a strong foundation. And that goes with your healthy lifestyle. What is it? What are you doing to serve your greater purpose here on earth? God has a plan for you. Are you running from it or are you adopting it? There's really only two answers there. Either yes, I'm doing it, or no, I'm not. And in order to do it, you got to take care of your body. So go out, crush your crave so you can ride the wave. This is your day. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.